From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump and his Republican supporters in Congress are celebrating the passage of a major U.S. tax overhaul. It's the first major legislative victory of President Trump's administration. The bill permanently slashes corporate taxes, temporarily cuts taxes paid by American wage and salary earners, and increases the U.S. national debt by at least $1 trillion over a decade. Democrats criticize the legislation as mortgaging America's future at home and abroad in order to pad the pockets of the wealthy. By contrast, Republicans jubilantly argued the tax cuts will rev up the economy and make American businesses more competitive at home and abroad. 8 Americans were among the 12 people killed in Mexico Tuesday after a tour bus carrying passengers from Royal Caribbean cruise ships crashed along a highway. 2 Swedes, 1 Canadian, and a tour guide were also among the dead. Local officials said excessive speed and driver negligence were to blame when the bus carrying 31 passengers flipped and struck a tree. A U.S. federal court sentenced a resident of Brooklyn, New York, to 15 years in prison on terrorism charges. Kazakhstan citizen Akhror Sadakhmatov was charged with conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State, a designated foreign terrorist organization. He first expressed support for Islamic State in 2014. He was arrested in 2015 while attempting to board a flight to Istanbul, from where he planned to travel on to Syria. This is VOA News. Scientists warn a campaign to eradicate polio in Central Africa is falling short because of upheaval in the Lake Chad Basin area, where Boko Haram remains active. On the positive side, Gabon has been declared a polio-free country. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Professor Rose Leke, who heads the Africa Regional Certification Commission for Polio Eradication, says Central Africa has seen no cases of polio in the past 15 months. But she adds scientists cannot be sure the polio virus has been eradicated in the region. Leke says medical teams find it difficult getting access to conflict zones in Mali, the Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and parts of Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Nigeria affected by the Boko Haram insurgency.
DRC has circulating polioviruses. So many of them, we're really worried about the country. And so we had specific recommendations also for RDC and for all the others.
We're still very concerned about the Lake Chad Basin area, the Borno area, where we don't know what's happening there. I think that's a concern for the entire world.
Moki, Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News. Yaoundé.
The Ugandan parliament has overwhelmingly voted to eliminate presidential age limits, paving the way for one of Africa's longest-serving leaders to rule until 2031. By a vote of 315-62, the lawmakers amended the constitution to remove a measure that prevented anyone younger than 35 or older than 75 from holding the presidency. Under the current law, President Yoweri Museveni would not be eligible to run in the next presidential election in 2021. He is now 73. The new bill does introduce term limits, but they will only come into force after the next election. That means Museveni could serve 2 more 5-year terms. And the United Nations Special Human Rights Envoy to Myanmar says the government is barring her from visiting the country to assess the situation in the East Asian nation. The announcement Wednesday by Yang Hee Lee coincides with Myanmar's military's disclosure of the discovery of the 10 bodies in a mass grave in northwestern Rakhine State, where more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims called home before they were forced to flee to neighboring Bangladesh. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.